Today, there are about 400 people on death row in Florida. That's more than any other state aside from California. On average, it's estimated that Florida death row inmates spend about 13 years on death row prior to execution. And Republican Representative Matt Gaetz says something has to be done.
Our focus was on streamlining the process so that we didn't have these cases lingering for 14, 15, 20, 25 years.
Gaetz, as the chair of the House Criminal Justice Subcommittee, is spearheading an effort to streamline the death penalty process in Florida. Gaetz says it's the lengthy appeals process that is contributing to delays in executions. So through a proposed constitutional amendment, he hopes to only allow lawmakers to have rulemaking authority over the post-conviction appeals process rather than the courts. He also has another proposal that outlines steps on how the legislature should go about cutting down on the lengthy appeal process. That includes a provision that he hopes will stop, quote, insincere appeals from lawyers who say they were ineffective as counsel.
But then that lawyer is able to walk into the very next room and pick up the next file and go represent the next person that has their life on the line. I think that that's rather silly.
A lawyer claiming they've been ineffective as counsel is a type of appeal a death row inmate is allowed to provide throughout the appeals process, and one that some prosecutors say lengthens the process due to frivolous claims because the death row inmate now needs a new lawyer. Rex Dimmig with Florida Public Defenders Association says he understands the need to punish lawyers who deliberately make those claims. But the bill forces lawyers who sincerely admit they were ineffective to stop practicing for 5 years. And Dimmig says that's unfair.
Honestly, capital cases take weeks to try. Mistakes can be made, and they are mistakes. To take one of our lawyers, and capital lawyers have to have special qualifications, have to be specially trained, to take the limited resources we have of capital attorneys because someone has made a mistake and say for 5 years that they cannot practice as a capital attorney, we believe is too harsh.
Another provision in the bill would eliminate publicly financed clemency counsel for death row inmates. And some, like Judge Belvin Perry, a circuit judge from the 9th Judicial Circuit, warned the state could have a legal challenge on their hands.
When you have 94 people who own death row that are ready to go, and it didn't start with the current governor that we had, that's where the problem lies. It's systematic to the whole system. And I'm simply saying the more you tinker with the machinery dealing with the death penalty cases, the more you're going to get the federal courts involved. And when you get the federal courts involved, they disappear into a black hole.
Others, like Democratic Representative Keon McGee of Miami, argued it would also be bad for those who are proclaimed innocent.
When I think about what this bill has the potential to do, I think about David Keaton, Kirk Bletchworth, Leroy Orange, Juan Colon, Joseph Burrows, Clarence Bradley, Ronald Williamson, Michael Toney, Peter Pringle, Anthony Porter. I think about those individuals who were wrongfully convicted and then to have themselves and their cases exonerated by the governor.
Several committee members had other concerns, and Gaetz promised to keep working on the bill. He also pledged to see if the goal could be reached without the need to pass a constitutional amendment.
If there is any way to accomplish our objective without the need for a joint resolution, we will seek any other meaningful vehicle to get the job done. But likewise, if there is no other way to have time frames in place, to have procedures that make sense and that don't make Florida an outlier. If there's no other way, this legislature has to act and has to step forward.
Both proposed committee bills passed favorably in the House Criminal Justice Subcommittee Wednesday. The proposed constitutional amendment needs 3/5 majority of the vote of both chambers before it can become an amendment on the November 2014 ballot. For WFSU-FM, I'm Sasha Cordner.